All right, Shavuot say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page Tzadik Gimel. Yesh mi sheodea es hakol. He says, Haborim mechavin kol adam ba'adam b'chol rega mechayev Tzadik Gimel. Haborim mechavin kol adam ba'adam b'chol rega mechayev maslo hanachom. The Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and literally directs a person to the right maslo, to the right path every moment. Shutzarach alech as well. The Shbaruch Hu directs me on the path that I need to be going on. Va'al karcho, yeshna ma'maslu hazeh gam dvarim shem lo lirtzono. But very often it turns out that there are things on this path that I do not want. The dogma, yitachin shebechilek ma'maslu chayov, hu muchrach lihios bekesher im anoshim misuyamim, page tzadik dalim, ha'mitzarim oso. That it could be that along this path, sometimes again, I have to be connected with and together with people who cause me pain, people whom I don't want to be with. The kind of people that I'd be happier if I never knew them. I'd just be happier had I had no connection with them. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that in fact I do have a kesher with these people. Because some way, somehow, I have some kind of tikkun. There's something that I need. Again, either it's something that I need or something that the other individual needs through this interaction. Similarly, there are times in life that we are in places that we have to be in, that we have to stay in for some period of time, that I would rather not be in. And because we'll say at the end of the day, says the Mechaber, sometimes I don't know why I have to be in a particular place. But of course, the bottom line answer is because there's something that I have to be metakin. There's something ultimately, again, that I need to remedy there. So again, you see the thing that he's discussing over here is that sometimes the path of our lives take us down roads, or take us to places that we don't want to be, cause us to interact with people with whom we don't want to be. But the shayla is why? The shayla is why? And the simple answer, of course, becomes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something I need here. There's something I need in this interaction. There's something I need in this place, whether it's something that I need to gain for me or something that I somehow need to give to the other. Every situation and every interaction in life has some type of tikkun associated with it. He goes on, he says, V'chein yeshnam, od nisyonos michol minei sugim. Similarly, there are other challenges from other categories. B'dguf u'benefesh u'bemamon, shuchayiv al karcho la'avor osam. Why? Ki heim chilek mihamaslul, sha'abori rotzi shiyilech bo, afilu shezeh lo nirolo. Suppose that our challenges are part of the pathway that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. Our challenges are part of the journey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. Of course, very often we don't want them. We could do without them. We could do without the negative people. We could do without the negative circumstances. We could do without the negative places. But each of these things are necessary for the maslul. Each of these things are necessary for the journey, for the path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Kol nisyonos va'kashim anisgarim la'el bo'im ala adam ba'hafta. Now, here's the reality. All of us, I'm sure, make a plan for ourselves in life. And those plans rarely take into account challenging people, challenging places, or challenging circumstances. This is a very profound statement. So I make my plan. I make my plan in life. And my plan has a variety of different circumstances. And my plan has a variety of realities. But those realities and those circumstances often don't take into account difficult people, difficult places, difficult situations. And so when these things do occur, which the Mechaber says is almost like an inevitability that they will occur, they're misspelled. I am misspelled. I get confused. I get mixed up because my life is not going according to plan. Things are not progressing as I had intended them to progress. But furthermore, I don't know the tikkun, meaning for me, when I look at these circumstances, I don't see anything positive, redemptive, necessary, or cathartic in them. Therefore, again, the only thing I see is that now I'm going down a path I don't want to go down. I'm going a direction I don't want to go. I'm dealing with people I don't want to deal with. I'm dealing with circumstances I don't want to deal with. I find myself in places that I don't want to be. So when I look around at life, the only thing I feel is that there's been a mistake somewhere. Some way, somehow, I've gone down the wrong road. And it's upsetting, and it's depressing, and it's saddening. But if a person strengthens himself to believe that the circumstances of my life are not accidental or not happenstance, but rather, again, they are in accordance with the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person will know that there's no toast, there's no mistake in his life. Elohu over ata binisayon. Rather, I will say, at the end of the day, when something in life doesn't go according to plan, when something in life, I'm interacting with people, places, or circumstances that are not in accordance with my plan, okay? It's not in accordance with my plan, but at the end of the day, it's in accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. This is a nisayon. This is a test. And the point of this test, shamataraso, lekarev oso elabore. And I will say, the point of a test, the concept of the test, has only one purpose, which is to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hakol holech b'meduyak l'fiatichnun shalabore. And even though it looks right now that my life is totally not going according to plan, even though it looks like right now that nothing is working the way that it should, and it's important for me to know that I call holich b'meduyak l'fiatichnun shalabore. The difference is, things in life are not going according to my plan, but they're most certainly going according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. She'odea sherak kachu yochol iskarev elav. For the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that it is only through these circumstances, these current circumstances that are unfolding around me right now, that I have the ability to come close to Him. U'memela hu mekabel es komash over alav be'emuna shakolotova. And I have to find in myself the ability to guard and be makabel all that is happening to me with emuna. The emuna ultimately, again, that all is for good. That hakol is the tova. So we'll say a very profound yisod. This is really just iterating what we've said before, but I think amplifying a bit, because we all have circumstances in life where, again, we find ourselves interacting with people that we don't want to interact with. We find ourselves in places that we don't want to be in, and we find ourselves in circumstances that are not of our choosing. The reflexive reaction to that in life is, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Because this was not part of my plan. But it's important to understand that there are many things in life that are not part of my plan. But just because they're not part of my plan doesn't mean they are not part of the plan. Because ultimately I have my plan, but the Ribbono Shel Olam very often has very dramatically different plans for me. So the kunz in life is the ability to try to figure out how to accept the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan. How to, in those moments when it's clear the plan that I want is not materializing, but the plan that is materializing is obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam's, how am I mekabel that plan, the Ava? How am I understanding that each of these challenges are necessary in order to allow me to come close to Him? Also, the ultimate goal in life is the cultivation of emunah. So therefore, again, everything that happens to me in life is in order for me to be able to establish, because everything comes from emunah, is for me to establish a sense of emunah. So all the difficulties, all the setbacks, all the challenges are there to allow me some way, somehow, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My job is to be able to mekabel these things, be ahava. Let's go on, page Tzadik Dalet, second section. Al-Karachach Atochai, Adam Shover Nisayon, but say a person is undergoing an issue, a person is undergoing a challenge, has to hold on to the mida of MS. The oven, what does this mean? The oven, Shemi Akar Sha'al Karcha Hu Chayim La'avor Nisayon Zeh. Habrera hayichid sheyishlo he lischazek v'labar sanisayim behemuna shakolatova. So this is another very profound statement. The Mechaber explains over here the following yisod, which is that after a person realizes that he doesn't have much choice in terms of undergoing a particular nisayon. So sometimes I find myself in circumstances that are not of my choosing, but they're my circumstances. Meaning it is what it is. So in that moment, and it's a very profound statement, the Mechaber says, a person has a choice. The choice is, well, he says there's only one choice. The truth is there are two choices, right? Choice number one is lament your circumstances. Lament it. Nebuch me. You know, I could whine about it. I could complain about it. Because again, sometimes I find myself in circumstances that are not of my choosing, and they're very difficult, and they're very hurtful, and sometimes they're just exceptionally challenging. So therefore, again, I could complain about those circumstances, and ask, of course, the most profound theological questions of the why me, why is this happening? You could do that, although we all know, because all of us have been in difficult and challenging situations, that when you ask those questions, you can ask them, but, you know, yesh kol ve'in ona, there's not going to be an answer to that. So therefore the Mechaber says, there's a brer yechidah, there's only really one choice. The one choice is, l'schazek v'la'avodes hanisan be'amuna shakolato, v'la'avodes hanisan shakolato v'amuna. Let's say the only choice is to be strong, and to weather the challenge, to figure out how to get through that challenge with the emuna that I call as a topa, with the emuna that some way, somehow, this particular challenge is for my good, that there is something positive here, that there is some type of tova that ultimately will come from this. Sheperusho lihios sameach bechalko. Now, this is actually quite profound as well, that a person has to learn to misameach bechalko. Now, we often think that sameach bechelko means that I have to be happy with the amount of money I have, right? Ezu asher sameach bechelko, who is rich, one who is happy with his lot, with his chelek. So I say that's true, but you know, chelek means much more than just your money. Chelek also means your lot in life. What is your lot in life? So my lot in life, I will say, is comprised of a number of different things. My lot in life, yeah, part of it is my parnasa. Part of it are my relationships, are my marriage, are my children, is my career. There's a lot of different lots that each of us have in life. So the Mechaber says over here that when I find myself beset by nisayon, when I find myself beset by challenge, so again, choice number one is complain. Choice number two, ultimately, again, it's the mischazik, to strengthen myself. La'avor es hanisayon, overcome the challenge. How do I overcome the challenge? How do I overcome the adversity? With the emunah that I call it tova. With the emunah that all is good. And I will say, what does this mean? How do I go ahead and have this emunah that all is good? That comes from the ability to be happy with my lot. To be sameach bechalko, to go ahead and be happy with my lot, which means to be happy with my circumstances. Ulechapis maha meser shashem mosherlo. What is the message that the Ribono Shel Olam is conveying to me through these circumstances? Because we're all saying every single circumstance that happens to us in life, there's a message. Yes, the global goal is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cultivate a sense of emunah. But embedded in every single life circumstance is some type of message. If I find the message, then I'm sameach bechelki. If I find the message that I'm happy with my lot, I'm happy with the circumstances because these circumstances have allowed me to grow. If I'm sameach bechelki, then I'm able ultimately to recognize that what? That hakol is letova, that all is for good because look at what I learned from this circumstance. Now I realize all is for good. And if I'm able to realize that all is for good, then ultimately I'm able to reach the level of emunah. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Parma of Sadik Dalet and Meretz Hashem tomorrow.